Morning, Netherlands. Let's all stand and sing number 22, Our God, He is Alive.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with His great might.
There is a God.
From dust and gold, created man, He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago, a God whose voice the prophets heard. He should know, who speaks from His inspired word.
There is a God,
He is alive, in Him we live, and we survive from dust and gold, created man.
Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within His hand. No man may search, they cannot find. For God alone does understand.
There is a God. Survive from dust and gold, created man. He is a God, the great I am. Our God, whose Son upon a tree, that He from sin might set men free, and evermore with Him could live.
There is a God,
He is alive, in Him we live, and we survive from dust and
Well, good morning. Welcome to Netherland Church of Christ. Glad to see all the smiling faces out there this morning. Everybody looks so good and all the colors and beautiful. We know we had a lot of choices this morning, and you decided to be with us, and we want you to know that we are blessed by your presence here with us today. I'm going to read a few cards that we've had sent to us. It says, all the prayers and cards was gratefully appreciated during my recent surgery. In Christian love, Linda Loftus. The second card comes from our own Linda Jackson that we're like so grateful to see back with us today. I don't want to embarrass you there, Linda, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. For all the prayers, visits, calls, and food you have given to me and my family, your kindness shown has been a great blessing. It is wonderful to know I have a church family so caring. I love you all. What a great day to be alive. Amen. Miss Lambert. A few things that we have going on here at the church. It's a Graceful Getaways. This is led up by Miss Georgina McDonald. This is for an A-team that hosts day trips and fellowships for the ladies. They've got some activities coming up in the future, so if you would like to get with her, if you have questions about that. Also, our next Cook's Night Off will be April the 23rd, which will be coming this Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Here at the Fellowship Hall. The menu will be spaghetti and meat sauce, garlic bread, garden salad, sugar cream cake with whipped cream, and fresh strawberries for dessert. Also, our next Sunday evening supper that we have, that it'll be a community meal that we've been doing for the community, will be April the 27th at the Pavilion. That'll be this coming next Sunday. We'll be serving hot dogs and fixings. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, also with a list of needed items. There's a need for ladies to join the ladies' food group. There's about four ladies that we are needing to fill into those. So if you could see, please see Miss Evelyn Lee for details on that. Also, there's a bridal shower for our Macy Islander bride-elect of Briar Mosley. That'll be on May the 4th at 2 p.m. here at the Fellowship Hall also. Today, going into our worship service, what we'll be doing, there'll be scripture reading and then songs. The scripture readings that we'll be having will be from the birth up to the crucifixion to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's going to be just a little bit different maybe than some have been used to, but I want to prepare you for what comes ahead. That's all I have, Brother Chris.
Number 257, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord, my Redeemer. How He loves me, how I love Him. He is risen, He is coming. Lord, come quickly.
Let's bow in prayer. Almighty Father, creator of everything and giver of every good gift, you're the sustainer of our lives. And you're seated on the throne of judgment, and the throne of love. And as we picture this, we see you surrounded by the angels, and we hear your name alone is worthy and holy. Lord, we come to you with our prayers this morning for your gratefulness, for your strength, for your holiness. Lord, we ask you to bless this land. Grant us peace and give our rulers clarity in the midst of screaming and anger and hatred. We ask you to give them wisdom. We pray that your peace and your love will reign in this land and over the whole world. And we lift up to you our marriages, Lord, that we ask you to help us to mirror your unconditional love. The love that you have for us, may we reflect it in our love for each other. Help us to be ready to forgive and to honor and to serve and to take care of each other. And Lord, we pray for our children and our grandchildren, that you'll give them safety, that you'll give them freedom in the future, and that they will know and experience your love and your truth. And especially as we come together this morning, Lord, we pray, we remember the empty tomb, and we suddenly realize there's no Jerusalem council that could stop it. There's no Roman army that could stop it. There's no war that could stop you from opening the tomb and raising Jesus. You are a great and mighty God. What you've done for us is beyond our imagination. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins, for that empty tomb that just, it gives us hope, it gives us a direction, it gives us a foundation. It gives us the ability to look ahead someday and know that there'll be no separation. Death has been conquered, and we will all be with you in heaven. Lord, we pray for this church, for our deacons and our elders, that you'll give them wisdom, that you'll give them discernment and clarity, that you'll help us to be the beacon on the hill, the light on the hill, that you'll help us to reach out to this community, make our hearts strong for that, make our hearts desire that. Give us your Holy Spirit and make that, we know that's part of your goal, make it part of our lives, make it part of our existence, make it who we are, that we are your children. And we ask this all because Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Through him we pray. Amen.
My scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
363 come to the table. We'll sing this as we prepare our minds for the sacrifice our sweet Lord gave to us many years ago. Come to the table of mercy, prepared with the wine and the bread. All who are hungry and thirsty, come and your souls will be fed. Come at the Lord's invitation, receive from his nail-scarred hands. Eat of the bread of salvation, drink of the blood of the Lamb. Come to the table of mercy, commune with your Father above. Join with the Son and the Spirit, feast with his family of love. Come at the Lord's invitation, his Spirit is calling you. Take of his blood and his body, take your salvation anew. This is a constant reminder that Jesus arose from the dead. Since we're the kindred of Jesus, we know that heaven's ahead. Come at the Lord's invitation, commune and we'll all be one. Come to our family and worship God and Christ Jesus, his Son.
As is our custom, we'll pass out the trays first and then come back for prayer and thanksgiving. About 3 weeks ago, May and I were looking for something to watch on TV that was decent to watch. And I stumbled upon this old movie called The Shack. A lot of you have seen the old movie, perhaps. I tried to watch it twice before. I didn't make it through. I guess I was overwhelmed by the choice of the people that they used to play God. They had a middle-aged colored lady, somewhat overweight, wearing a house coat all through the movie. She played the part of God. I had some... I was taken back by that. I couldn't understand that. And then they had a young Hebrew boy playing the part of Jesus. And then they had a young teenage girl playing the part of the Holy Spirit. They were all living in this shack deep in the deep woods, beautiful woods. Out back was a beautiful flower garden. And so they seemed to be quite happy. Near the end of the movie, there was a certain scene where the main character, who had had a lot of bad things happen to him in his life, and he came stumbling into the shack, and he was ramping and raving about the evil of God. He said, God causes all suffering and pain in the world. And this lady with her sparkling black eyes and a tremendous, beautiful smile and a soft and tender voice, she said to him, "No, that's not correct. God doesn't do that. He wouldn't do that. That's not his nature." And the man said, "Well, what about the time when Jesus was on the cross and he called out, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?'" He said, "Well, God even forsook his own son." And she said it again, with sparkling black eyes and a beautiful smile. She said, "No, that's not the way it was." She said, "I was with Jesus all the time while he was on the cross." She said, "I never left his side. Look here at my hands. I've got the scars to prove it." And she put out her hands, and there's a big scars where the spikes had gone through. Well, I kind of changed my mind about their choice of characters after that. The beautiful smile, the black eyes, and the soft and tender voice sounds a whole lot like my God that I serve. I begin to think that maybe they made a pretty good choice. But anyway, that's just movie talk. That's not in your Bible, and it's not in my Bible. So, but it gave me pause to think. I was thinking, when we come around the Lord's table every Sunday morning, Jesus has promised to be here with us. We read the scripture just a while ago. The verse says, "I will not drink of the cup again. I will not drink of the wine again until I drink it anew with you in the kingdom." And then in another place, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, he says, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst of them." And then in Matthew 28 and also Hebrews 13, Jesus says to him, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you till the end of the ages. These are promises of God. And even though we don't have the scarred hands here for us to see it, Jesus is here with us in spirit. And that makes coming around the Lord's table really special. Every time we come, it's special. But today when the whole world celebrates almost the resurrection morning, and we're here on this resurrection morning, makes it very, very special. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad all of you are here, and I welcome you to partake of the Lord's Supper and commune with us. Let us pray. Holy Father, it's always a privilege to gather around your table. We thank you, Lord, for promising to be here with us. And so through faith, we believe that you are. Lord, we pray that you would bless us now as we partake of this bread, which represents the body of our Lord and Savior while on the cross. We thank you, Lord, for loving us and for dying for us, for forgiving our sins, giving us hope of spending time with you and after a while. Thank you again, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we're all so grateful for the cup, the fruit of the vine, which to us represents the blood that was shed from our Savior's side. We thank you for this blood that was shed that cleanses our soul, cleanses our heart, forgives our sins. Thank you, Lord. Bless us now as we partake of the cup. In his name we pray. Amen. Lord, we thank you for blessing us in so many, many ways. Thank you for giving us a home to live in and clothes to wear and reasonable health. We pray that you'd bless us now as we give, as we've been prospered. We pray that we would give as we've purposed in our heart with a pure heart. In his name we pray. Amen.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord, a common strength when we're weary, a common
Our scripture reading is going to be from Luke 22, 39 through 46. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat like the drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation."
Number 998, Not with Evan Pinion.
Night with Evan Pinion brought it o'er the veil. All around was silent, save the night wind's wail, when Christ, the man of sorrows, in tears and sweat and blood, prostrate in the garden, raised his voice to God, smitten for offenses which were not his own. He transgressions had to weep alone, no friend with words to comfort, nor hand to help was there. When the meek and lowly humbly bowed in prayer, Abba, Father, Father, if indeed it may, let this cup of anguish pass from me, I pray. Yet if it must be suffered, by me, thy only Son, Abba, Father, Father, let thy will be done.
My scripture reading will be coming from John 19, verses 1 through 6. I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns upon his head. And they put upon him a purple robe and said, "Hail the King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold this man." When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him."
Number 566, I'll Be a Friend to Jesus. For those who can and will, let's stand on this song. 566.
They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend within the hall. shall be a friend to Jesus. My life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my end shall end. The world may turn against Him. I'll love Him to the end. And while on earth I'm living, my Lord shall have a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my end shall end. To all who need a Savior, my friend I'll recommend, because He brought salvation, is why I am His friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end.
Please be seated.
My scripture reading, I'll be reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 21 through 37. Mark 15, 21 through 37. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, and he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place, Golgotha, which is translated place of the skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. When they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, "The King of the Jews." With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right, the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with his transgressors." And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who destroyed the temple and build it back in 3 days, save yourself and come down from that cross." Likewise, the chief priests, also mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see him and believe." Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Now when at the sixth hour had come, and the darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, and in the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, ala sabachthani," which was translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, "Look, he is calling for Elijah." Then someone ran, filled a sponge of sour wine, put it on his reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come and take him down." And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and breathed his last.
Number 300, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died,
24:1-7. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes, gleamed like lightning, stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners and be crucified, and on the third day will be raised again.'"
Number 339. May have to get her books out. 339.
Lord. Savior, vainly they mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus, my Savior, he tore.
But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Worship today has been a collective experience. You have been active participants in prayer and singing. For the men who've led us in the scripture reading, in singing, in our thoughts around the table, we are indeed grateful to have this moment together. We began a Bible study class this morning in the auditorium class in the book of Hebrews, and specifically looking at all the links between the Old Testament statements and what the writer of Hebrews wanted us to know. And in Hebrews chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, the Hebrew writer writes this statement: Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is timeless. He was with God. He is God before the foundation of the world was made. John tells us everything was made by him, through him, and for him. In preparing for class and reading the text this morning for class, it being Easter Sunday, I came to realization, as horrible and as terrible, as painful, as humiliating as the death on the cross was, and because of his nature is unchanging and he is timeless, I fully believe that Jesus would do it again if called upon. The exact same way and the exact same manner. All over again. Because of you, because of me, and the Father's great love for us, he would do it again. The invitation that we offer, which we offer now, but it's always open, but we offer it now because we know that the Spirit of God is a powerful thing and it works in individual hearts and on people's minds and people's desires. But the invitation is to accept what Jesus has done for you already. John says that those who walk with him and acknowledge their sin and acknowledge our dependence upon him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My question to you, has you start to walk with him yet? If you haven't, this morning everything's prepared. There's no better time than right now. We will help you and assist you in any way that you have. If you're here this morning and you need prayers, we'll pray with you. For the battery is ready. The garments are prepared. If you feel conviction this morning after having spent time this morning contemplating what Jesus has done for you already, we'd love for you to make a public statement of your faith in him and to assist you in your new birth. Brother Chris is going to lead us in a song. Your subject, won't you come as we stand and sing the song?
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey. Come, for he loves you so. Only a step, only a step. Come, for he bled for you and I. He's the same loving Savior yet. Jesus the casting your heavy burden down, come to the cross, the world may frown, yet you shall wear a glorious crown when he makes up his own. Only a step, only a step. Come, for he bled for you and I. He's the same loving Savior yet. Jesus the crucified. Open for you the pearly gate. Loved ones for you, now watch and wait. Terrible thought to cry too late. Jesus, I come to thee. Only a step, only a step. Come, for he bled for you and I. He's the same loving Savior yet. Jesus the crucified.
Be seated just for a moment, if you will. We know the power of prayer, and we see it witnessed last Sunday. Ma was under the weather and had to go to the doctor this week, and God was gracious to let her be with us today. Sister Linda Jackson was in an accident a few weeks ago on her way to here to church, and she's had a rough patch of recovery. She's undergoing some more tests on her hip, and she's asked that the church pray for her this morning. For the good outcome for her recovery, just make sure things are well between her and her father in heaven. And everyone's important here. But there's just some people that takes a big piece of the Spirit with them when they're not here. Linda and Ma's example of those folks for us. And so we are encouraged that God has answered our prayer so far. We're going to go to Heavenly Father in prayer right now. Gracious Father, we do thank the Lord for the hearts and spirit today, Heavenly Father, that are here. Heavenly Father, we feel your presence. Lord, we feel the love that you have for us, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we feel the love we have for one another, dear Lord and your Son. Heavenly Father, let us leave this week, Heavenly Father, just renewed in our faith, empowered, Heavenly Father, to be bold enough to share the word of Jesus to those around us. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing them all back with us today. Continue to bless her, Heavenly Father. Lord, bless her with health, Heavenly Father, and just peaceful, restful days, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask your hand upon Linda, that she has a full and complete recovery from her injuries, Heavenly Father, that the upcoming test, dear Lord, reveal, Heavenly Father, that maybe just more time is needed to Heavenly Father heal. No serious complications. Dear Lord, there may be unspoken needs this day on people's hearts, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you be within, you bless them, Heavenly Father. Lord, there may be people who are really struggling right now, Heavenly Father, with a decision, Lord, to commit their life to you, Heavenly Father. Let them have time and courage, Heavenly Father, to do so, because, dear Lord, on that hinges all the future joy and happiness that they can imagine, that is beyond their imagination. Heavenly Father, someone's going to share a meal here in a few minutes together. Lord, we pray that your hand upon it. Heavenly Father, bless those, Heavenly Father, as we join together. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the visitors with us today. Heavenly Father, pray, Lord, you bless them this week. We ask all this in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. We don't ask you to change your plans, but some of us are going to be sharing a meal in the fellowship hall after service this morning. If you don't have plans, please join us over there.
Let's all stand and sing number 305. 305. Encourage everybody, if you don't have plans this evening, it's our third Sunday singing tonight over in the fellowship hall. The singing in here was amazing. It's even better over there with the acoustics. Number 305, we'll sing the first verse and be closed in prayer.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to
Let us pray. Dear kind Heavenly Father, we honor you, we praise you, we worship you, we love you. Thank you for this day, this holy day. Thank you for your sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has given us life for us and was resurrected so that we might have a pathway to you and everlasting life. You have given us hope, so let us share this with the world. You have given us endless blessings, so let us share the endless blessings with this world. You have shown your love for us, so let us show this world, through our love, the grace you have bestowed on us. Lord, through the Holy Spirit, let us be the Spirit of peace, goodness, love, kindness, mercy, and grace, so the world knows of your love through us. Through Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.